Hey folks, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, it is here in Southern California, and that means it's another hour of the Andy and Amanda Show, live from the United States and the UK. Hey, grab your vodka, your tequila, your beer, whatever it might be, and enjoy. It's the Andy and Amanda program. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Real. You're so kind. Too kind. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Live, yes, we're here in the USA and the UK. Andy and Amanda, another week. It's the Monday show. Thank you, folks. Thank you, thank you. Okay, you may be seated. You may be seated.
Whoa, well, we're not in the UK and we're not in Hollywood. So, God damn it, where the hell?
Very true.
We're in Mexico, we're in Arizona, and we're in Delaware. So go figure. Sorry about that. How are you guys doing? This is the Andy and Amanda Show. You can join our show anytime you like over the next hour by dialing 515-605-9888. And you can talk with, yes, yours truly, Andy right here, and Amanda down there, and Cornell over there. And who knows? Who knows who else might be joining this crazy show of ours? We missed you last week, folks. We're sorry about that. Some things came up. We couldn't make it, but we're back now. And it's the Monday show. We're back.
It certainly is.
Yeah, we can breathe.
Well, let me check. I don't know about that. You gotta draw a line somewhere here. Breathe. Let me see. Yeah, I got some air. Yeah, hell yeah. How's everybody doing, cutting. Man? How you doing, Amanda?
I was cutting it mega fine today. I've been rushing around. I was trying to eat something before I got on the show. I was like, oh my God, 2 minutes to the show. Literally dropped everything.
I was doing the same, but I managed to squeeze in a piece of cherry pie with whipped cream right before we got on the show here. Just finished it.
Wow.
You gain a couple, you'll lose a couple. You gain a couple, you'll lose. You know what I mean?
Are we talking about pounds or just, you know?
We're talking women. We're talking women.
Well, I just wanted to clarify, you know, because in my case, I seem
to gain a few and never
really use it.
No matter
how hard I try.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Wow.
What's going on? It's amazing what we're doing here on this show. April 15th, which is in 4 days, we'll present 24 months, 2 years, since the Coast to Coast talk show was initially launched. April 15th, 2 years ago, well over 600 and some odd episodes. And we've had, it's been, what a blast, you know, and Amanda, you know, it became the Andy and Amanda Show in, I think, June or July. So that's gone on 2 years, But the actual Coast to Coast show is, amazing. 2 years. You know, this thing was started just after the lockdown of, COVID, the coronavirus, and we've been going a lot of the show, bulk of it actually, you figure 2 years, has been during the COVID lockdowns, and we've talked a lot about that life, about politics and all these different things that have been going on, during the 2 years, which has been a crazy 2 years when you think about coronavirus and the election and now January 6th and now Ukraine and there's still a bunch of Trump people out there. It's amazing how many people listen to this show.
It hadn't turned them into liberals.
Well,
definitely.
Andy, did you see that thing I sent in the work chat?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was so funny. I was scrolling through Facebook and those ads pop up. And I was like, oh, my God, what is this?
Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of people going to buy it just to see if we really do poetry.
I know, right? You do get tempted to click on it to see what it's about.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie. I was tempted.
Yes. He's probably going to be talking about how they he won the race in his place.
Yeah.
In his space.
Oh, what was about?
Let's have a date.
For the listeners that are unaware, in the chat, I sent to the boys a screenshot. When I was on Facebook, you get the Facebook ads pop up. And I saw this picture and I thought, I've got to send it to the boys and show them because we talk about Trump so often. And it was for Audible books, okay? And it's a picture saying install now, you know, how to get you to install and kind of subscribe to Audible. And one of the books has Trump on the cover and it says, beautiful poetry of Donald Trump. I was like, what the hell is this?
I happen to have a segment of his the Audible.
You Trump do?
Oh my God.
Oh my.
You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Want to hear it?
Definitely.
Yes, go for
here it.
Please.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Herd mentality.
Herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that definitely rhymes. Pure yeah. poetry.
Another one, yeah.
Trust me. Yeah. I'm like a smart person.
And I have been on
here
the cover like 14 or 15 times. I think we have the all-time record in the history of Time magazine.
Now I can read the polls maybe better than anybody because it seems that I understood the polls a lot better than many of the pollsters understood the polls.
I can handle a bad story better than anybody. As long as it's true.
I do get good ratings, you have to admit that.
I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me.
With the exception of the late, great Abraham Lincoln, I can be more presidential than any president that's ever held this office. That I can tell you. I've had a great, successful career. I built a great, great business. What I do best, I build.
It's probably something I can say that I'm very good at.
My other life was very good.
I'm the builder president. So I understand.
You're made for this.
One of the great memories of all time, I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
That's person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, the Trump Audible poetry book, folks. So,
unbelievable.
You know, now that you've heard it, you don't have to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And I'd like to publicly apologize for any kind of background noise you may hear right now. Okay, here's the situation. There is a dog locally barking who doesn't really stop barking, and he's now interrupting the show. I apologize. And also, I've got two fans on me. It is that hot here that I am sweating my lily white butt off. So
I'm in Phoenix, and it's been hot as hell. Look, quarter day, it's been like 100 degrees here. It's been, I don't know why.
Yeah.
This place is like a desert. That's a question we still don't know the answer.
Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
We could. It has been remarkably hot. A little cooler today, but I would, you know something? I'm in Phoenix here, and I've been here before in Arizona, and every time I come to Arizona, I say the same thing, and that is, you could pay me to live here. Maybe Sedona, which is a real pretty area to the north, but Phoenix, like, you know, this is just like a desert with hills and small little, you can't even call them mountains, I don't know, like desert hills or whatever you want to call them. A lot of hiking trails and stuff, you know, that go up to the ugliness of the desert.
Wow.
Yeah, but
you
couldn't
pay me. Andy?
You couldn't pay me to live here, man. I'll tell you.
Is that hot, Andy? Is that hot?
Is who?
Is
hot.
Is that hot?
Is that hot?
I can imagine, though, going from something as picturesque as California to something as not so picturesque as, you know, Arizona.
Oh, my God.
Then, that's quite a shock.
Yeah, hell yeah. We're doing the show here this time from Phoenix, Arizona, about the year old week. Actually, I think Friday show will be out in California, maybe even one. Maybe back there Wednesday. I got to do this production deal back in the studios, in our studios back there in L.A. this week. And because it's very hard to do some stuff remotely, so I might have to fly back and do a round trip, go in the studio, do a couple things for some people, and then come back to Phoenix. Anyway, what's going on? You know, I think we have Chet here in Hawaii, unless there's somebody else in Hawaii. Let's check it in here.
Woo!
Let's see if it is. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Here we go. I just got to sing. Hey, hello there.
Introduction.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, this is the
This is a guitar I used yesterday to record that thing I sent you guys today.
Oh,
so
I
that
was my.
You just played live. That was you playing live.
That was me live.
No,
that came out great.
Well, that was great.
God, that's pretty. Can you sing it? Can you
huh?
do a couple verses? Can you do a couple verses of Kumbaya?
No. But I can do let's see. Oh gosh. My brain just
that's pretty
goes up.
That's pretty cool. It sounds
you reach the broken promised land. Every dream slips through your hand. Then you'll know it's too late to change your mind. You paid the price, come so far, just to wind up where you are, and you're still just across the borderline. Yeah, you're still just cross the borderline. Yeah, you're still just across the borderline down there with Amanda. Yeah, you're just across the borderline.
Serenaded. That was beautiful.
I gotta tell you, that sounded fantastic.
You've got such a beautiful voice.
Guys.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, even how you're playing through the whatever you're playing through when you're in Hawaii and we're doing this over the internet, it came out. That was really pretty, man. That truly was. Really nice.
Oh, it was.
Well, I've got my classic old 1975 J.W. Gallagher 71 Special.
Oh,
running a made by J.W. himself. Running a Sunrise pickup into my Zoom L8 mixer.
Ooh,
and I have a Rode K2 microphone is where the vocal is, and it's running into that mixer, and then it's running into my phone, the cell phone line.
That's
wow.
Amazing how you coordinate all that. Wow.
I know. Yeah, he sounds like he's live in the studio with us.
It really does.
I am, actually. This is my auxiliary recording studio up here in the yurt that my former partner was supposed to move into, but he found someone else.
Oh, no. Hey, I've got another tune of yours I want to play here, Chet. Happen to have it queued up here, so let's hear a recorded version of you. This is an older song by Chet Gardner, and a pleasure to have Chet on the show with us today. And this is a song that he did not long ago with some friends, and we happen to have it uniquely here on the Andy Demanda Show. Let's take a listen.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up.
Woo!
Get up, get on up. Stay on the phone. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Hey!
Very, very good. Yeah. All we need now is Cornell to come on with the drums. You know.
Yeah, Cornell, sing us a song.
Okay, let me sing.
Come on,
sing
bro.
Sing it loud. Sing it strong.
Woo!
My name is Cornell. I don't smell. Everybody like to tell and tell. My name is Cornell. I don't smell. Everybody like to tell and tell.
Woo!
On all our talent. Go ahead, Amanda. You're next.
I'm more than happy listening right now.
Everybody wants to hear Amanda.
You guys are not serious.
People have heard me. You played my music on the show. People have heard me.
TIA
のジョークだったんです。
We're talking about my wife here.
Keep my wife out of your mouth. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Wow, we have...
Yes.
I ducked this time.
What's that?
Woo! Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it grew great with you.
I'm sure it did.
My wife gave me a Star Wars theme, and everybody came to the house and dressed up as Star Wars characters. Either he was on the dark side or the light side. And my wife,
they were trying to throw Cornell a great big party. We're just talking to a bunch of people.
As you know, we negotiated with the Taliban.
Even the Taliban, we're trying to get this.
That's why it was a lot of black trucks in front of my house, huh, Andy?
Yeah, I think the machine gun on the back was a giveaway.
Yeah. It was
what
horrible.
A horrible thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You had a great day, though, right, bro?
Oh, yes. I had an excellent day. My wife came up with this drink called a Lifesaver, and actually, it did save my life because I went to sleep after that.
I don't know anything about what you're even talking about.
What was in that drink? What was in it? You know?
A jigger of gin and a pack of Lifesavers.
I had a great time, man. It was special. You know, Andy, you guys called me, and it made me feel very special. Truly appreciate you guys for doing it.
I called and we sang. My mom and I sang to Cornell.
Beautiful.
What's mm-hmm. so crazy says I was drunk and I thought that was Sue.
Oh really?
He was a human vacuum cleaner.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Of course, Andy, you were saying it's 100 in Phoenix. That's just a cool spring day.
What's it like here in Hawaii?
Oh, it's been cold lately. I'm like down in the 60s or low 70s.
Wow.
It's been kind of freezing in the morning. I have to put clothing on.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
How cold is it there?
Well, actually, it's kind of cool. It's like 47 degrees. It's not that bad. I just have a hoodie on there.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Okay. It's 102 here today.
Woo!
Yes. And and I've been warned that it's not even the summer yet, so I'm kind of preparing myself.
I want to let our folks know that Amanda, who's been, you know, we're going on 2 years doing the show now, and Amanda is normally in the UK. Our show is advertised everywhere. It's UK and Hollywood, California, which is that's where our base studios are. And Amanda's been doing some traveling. I do some traveling. And Cornell is joining us on the East Coast. We have Chet joining us now today here in Hawaii, you know, so we're kind of all over the globe, you know. It's amazing how we're doing.
Yeah.
And again, I want to give our numbers. It's amazing. Our number is 515-605-9888. We welcome your conversation. Join in. Talk about what you'd like to. It doesn't really matter what. We can say we're unscripted. We have no idea what we're going to address from 1 minute to the next. But we seem to be doing whatever we're doing seems to be working, because we have been picked up now in 23 countries around the world with thousands of followers along the way. And so we welcome everybody to listen to new podcast carriers such as iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Pandora, iTunes, Alexa, Google, so many more. And it's been what a ride, and it's been a lot of fun doing the show. So we're happy to be doing it. And unlike many other talk format shows, we don't kind of have a real political agenda. We kind of dive into some things, talk about them, digest them, ingest them, spit them out, see where they land. But we don't have any kind of, you know, we're not Fox or CNN, nor do we claim to be. We don't report the news here. We make the news. Our show is made the news. You know, our show is made the news. But we certainly
don't make it up.
Yeah, we make it up as we go along. We truly do. And it's been a lot of fun. And that, I think that's the way, you know, I mean, you know, what we do, you know, it's amazing here.
They're hugging and kissing.
Yeah, you know, that's the way talk radio should be, in my opinion, just kind of like, you know, without any kind of real. It'll be more entertaining. You know what I mean?
I think it would be more entertaining. I mean, I know people like tuning in to hear like certain subjects and stuff like that, but seriously, I guess, you know, everybody loves to be a fly on the wall. Like, oh,
yeah. You know, it's something else that a lot of the talk shows, well, most talk radio is on conservative radio. We know that. And when people tune into these shows, they know what they're going to get when they tune in, and it further strengthens their agreement as to how what their ideologies are in their head, whether those ideologies and that agreement or what they hear on the talk shows is based in truth and fact or not, is questionable. But it doesn't matter, because it still gets them that agreement. You look at people like Tucker Carlson, who's a lying machine, you know, just a machine that just, you know, spits things out his way, takes things out of context, doesn't let people who have factual information that want to contradict him talk on his show. He cuts them off. But people would, you know, he's a very popular guy on conservative, what's it, Fox, whatever you call it there. And then you have some radio people, like there's a guy who I know, a guy named Dennis Prager in L.A. He operates out of Glendale, out of AM 870. And he's actually quite a good guy. I like him a lot and respect him a lot, but he's a very, very, very conservative talk radio host who sees things through with blinders on and perceives the world with blinders on, and has a video a series free. He takes contributions, of course, called Prager University. And you know, and I hate when people like Donald Trump did this and he got sued for scamming people, but called the Trump University, of course, and he had to pay out $25 million in that suit. But regardless of that, this Prager University thing is a you know, conservative you know, YouTube type videos with different people presenting different bits of information, all from skewed on that side. But the objection I have, you know, they're free to do that, of course, just like we're free to do this show. But using the name university, there's, if you look that up, how does a educational institution utilize and get to use the name university? Like, I just can't have Andy University. I can say it, but it doesn't make me university. I just have an issue, because many people work incredible hours and accomplish amazing things and get degreed from incredible institutes of education that are named universities. And they get doctorates and they get master's degrees and they teach and they lecture and they get grants and they get peer-reviewed articles. Make educational institutions, higher education universities. You just can't put a YouTube video out there and call yourself a university. I've got a big issue with that. That's my thing. And, you know, I could, you know, my favorite kind of, you know, first of all, if I had a university, it would be more than...
Oh, doggy, for sure.
You know, I'd be doing...
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Here at the Andy and Amanda show, we eschew cognitive bias. No, confirmation bias. Yeah, we eschew confirmation bias.
But when people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, no, he got pounded every night.
I just saw something quite disturbing with two dogs the other day.
That guy was drunk the whole time he was in the White House.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think
the prediction I made proved to be accurate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That did.
My bias was confirmed.
I have not been following the news. I know so we have some horrible things going on in Urania. I mean in Ukraine.
Ukraine.
You have to dig up a lot of Ukraine in order to do the nuclear power
sound
thing.
Sound like something that shows Superman.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's the green Ukraine.
Yeah.
The red Ukraine just makes him act crazy.
Mm. I heard Will Smith got banned for 10 years.
Yes. His wife kicked him out. Mm-hmm. 10 years.
Yeah.
No.
That's after 10 years.
No, he did, from the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. Yes.
Mm.
He got kicked out.
That was bad.
And I would imagine, now here's the thing, right? That does not preclude him from achieving the honors of obtaining another Oscar.
Right.
Even though he's banned, if he is in another movie and he, for whatever reason his acting is stellar, he could be nominated and in fact win another Academy Award. However,
can't go and accept it.
However, I don't think the members of the Academy would even vote to nominate him. You have to go through the nomination process before you're obviously voted to win an Oscar, and I don't see other members of the Academy they'll just pass over him. Even if it's I don't know how you want to look, fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, even if he does a stellar acting job and is deserved of one, he'll probably be overlooked. I would imagine that to be true. I don't know what to be
true.
Yeah,
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not even virtual either. You can't show up virtual, right? Because I know sometimes they appear on the live from a certain location because they can't make the actual ceremony.
I don't know. See, they're banning him. He can't vote, obviously. He's out. But can he attend? Can he attend the Oscars? He might be able to attend it. I don't know if that means he's banned from going to the actual event. But you gain membership to the Academy of Motion Picture, right? You gain membership to that. And if you're not a member, there are people who are not members who do attend, and through special invitation, blah blah blah, different, whatever, who I don't know, but I don't know if that bars him from attending the Academy Awards or not. I know. For $750 a year, I can join as a musician. I can actually join the Grammys and go to the Grammy Awards.
Wow.
If I pay $750, I can do that.
Okay.
And next year when I claim my first Grammy, I plan on going. So anyway,
absolutely. Say it like it's happening, Andy. Law of attraction.
You know what I mean? If you say it, you make it happen. It'll happen. If you just say, it can't happen. I gotta tell you something. I would have never thought I'd be playing guitar and performing for a living. I would have never said that. If you asked me that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when I was flying jet airplanes for a living, I would have never in a billion years said I'd be selling tickets for people to come see me play guitar and sing in a billion years. The only people I thought were coming to see me play were drunk pilots,
Now there's a concept.
Don't be sad though.
They're not big shots, that I can tell you, but I listen to what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then says he knows better than them. Yeah. Yeah, but like you, Andy, I've not been keeping up with the news either, in all fairness. It's just been a bit of a crazy week, and that I thought, well, we're not actually doing any shows. I'm going to take time out from dipping into the news because it's been so depressing, hasn't it? I mean, there's enough drama going on in life as there is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't want to add to it.
And I like to think, in listening, we have well over 600 and 10 or 12 something episodes of Coast to Coast Live, you know,
yeah.
600, you know, and some episodes. And I've listened to some, you know, and I got to tell you, you know, going back and just objectively listening to some of just shows, just randomly pick one and hear some of this, and hear some of that, and hear some of that.
Yeah.
I could see, you know, we have like thousands of listeners. We're in 23 countries. And when I listen to the show, I get it. I mean, it's a fun, entertaining show. I don't know what, you know, you can sit there and hear myself speak. I'm like, ooh, da, 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 whatever. But when you just sit back and listen to our show and our communication, well, and the chemistry you and I have, Amanda and Cornell, and then Chet calls in quite frequently, you know, the chemistry is just really, really been great. We've had great special guests on the show along the way.
Absolutely.
Everybody from, you know, from Mark Lester, who played the part of Oliver when he was 8 years old in the movie Oliver, to Joe Richmond, who refereed and coached the Harlem Globetrotters and Washington Generals, and Shishi, and who is Arrested Development, right? And Arrested Development, I forget,
yeah.
Right? And some movie makers, Speed. And producers, and directors, and Speed,
yeah.
Yeah, and actors, and business owners, and politicians, and physicians, and columnists, and writers, and, you know, poets, and human motivational guides. And the guests we've had on have been really terrific. And although we don't have a lot of guests, and I think we're going to get more as we schedule more, whenever we get around to it, you know, they've always been great. As a matter of fact, coming up soon, I got to orchestrate the date here. It's been a little tough with my schedule, but we're going to have a former, a big heart chain, heart hospital chain in Texas, a guy who was the head cardiologist of this huge operation of heart physicians and cardiovascular surgeons and heart surgeons.
Wow.
He was in a car accident and he had to retire from medicine. However, he's still active. He gets on TikTok, gives tips and advice, and sometimes talks about getting health care himself as a victim of a car accident. And he's got some issues himself now, and how tough it is for him as a physician, as a very recognized, prominent physician in his field. And and I asked him, I said, how would you like to come on our show and present a corner of health, of well-being, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer in this country. It's preventive. Let's talk about it. Let's put the word out. To have somebody of that magnitude on our show, I think will be terrific and also be rewarding and informative to our listeners. So stay tuned for that. I'm not exactly sure when that's going to begin, but it will be very, very soon. Probably be this month, probably the month of April, I would imagine. So
fantastic.
So stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got another guest lined up. The guy I was telling you in Cornell about, I forget his name, listeners. I apologize because, you know, we're still going through arrangements. But this guy is releasing a song all about David Bowie and his wonderful work that he's done.
Yeah.
He's
going to
be coming
on. Yeah.
So hopefully this month we're gonna choose a Friday to do it. And I need to talk with you and arrange that so that we can get this sorted and get this wonderful guest on and then get to hear about all his music and the wonderful musicians that have played with many, many big names that are working on the song as well. So, yeah, it'd be wonderful.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all this.
David Bowie recorded an album. It was Young Americans. That was the album. What was the name of the album? Young Americans was on it. He recorded that just right before up yet. He did for quite a while at the same time where he recorded the Live at the Tower Theater concerts in the early 70s, which I saw. What an amazing artist. And, you know, our friend, our good friend, Kevin Michaels, is well connected in the rock and roll and music business and has met, his guitar players and people, you know. And Kevin had the highest regards for David Bowie. I mean, a lot of people know him as David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust and this performer. But unfortunately, as we all know, he's no longer with us. But, Kevin just was saying that he was such an incredibly great just guy, just a really, really terrific human being. And everybody knows him as David Bowie, you know, and Suffragette City and Wham Bam and, you know, Ziggy Stardust and everything else. And I'm sorry that I didn't know much about the guy outside of his performing career, but what a tragedy, such a loss at such a young age.
I guess it's like a bit patriotic, I guess, when it comes to the greats that have, you know, that Britain has got to see. Like, we were very proud of the fact that we had the Beatles and David and, you know, many other amazing legends musically. And it does us proud to know that other countries around the world really enjoy those artists. And that sounds like, yeah, silly, like I'm blowing my own trumpet because I come from the UK. But, you know, you love certain artists, don't you? You think, wow, you've come from this country. You've done us proud. You've put out this great music. And, I think we've got many, many more to come. And I love seeing that in the music industry.
Don't forget about my favorite rock guy, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
They're also out of the UK, are they?
Yes. Yes. Mm. So many more. And I get so proud.
Yeah, you know Peter Noon from Herman's Hermit?
Peter Noon. Yeah.
Dandy, where are you going to run to? Remember that, Dandy? Remember the Herman's Hermit? My favorite band. He lives about 40 minutes north of me.
Wow.
In my hood. And he's still doing occasionally reunion shows with Herman's Hermits and so forth. He's in his 70s now, you know. But God, almost 80, I think, actually. But anyway, he's still kicking and playing and stuff. It's so wonderful. I'm hearing some of this background guitar music. Thank you, Chet.
I know. I'm loving the ambiance right now.
Chet, go ahead and play this. I hear you're raring to go. Do it to it.
Got a black
boss.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Woo!
Got a black magic. Yes, I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. She's a black magic woman. She's trying to make the devil out of me.
Woo.
Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Yeah.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't mess around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, cause you just might wake up my magic stick.
Woo!
I usually loop on that one, and then I can play some weed on it.
It's really
good.
That's great, man.
I love these jamming sessions. They're so good.
It is fun.
It's so much fun.
Got somebody else going to do a show here. That's a couple of jokes for us here. Let's see. Okay, you're on. You're on. Go.
Thank you very much. It's a thrill to be introduced by Dean Martin, because not many people have the nerve to go like this in public anymore. Now! Yeah, he happens to be a wonderful guy. I came here as a personal favor to him. I don't need this. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be a very big hit. I don't know if you're going to notice it.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very big hit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Sick, stupid, ridiculous, obnoxious.
I know. I'm getting the story of my life, you know? I know. Woo! Yeah.
No one to talk with.
Yeah.
All by myself. No one to walk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
Woo!
He's no damn dirty tree-hugging hippie.
Oh, no.
And that is the truth.
Oh, I love that.
Got that right, sister. That was good, man. Yeah.
It was really good. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was so much fun.
Can you sing some Broadway play stuff, like Phantom of the Opera? You know,
not serious. Actually, that song, Ain't Misbehavin', was written for a flop by Andy Razoff, Fats Waller, and Harry Brooks. Yeah, it was written for a play that was like open and closed the same night, sort of thing.
Mm.
On Broadway. Mm. Little known fact.
Kind of cool.
Love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so, Cornell.
Yes.
I want to wish you again on behalf of the show an official, very, very happy birthday. And a great
year ahead.
All the very best. Good health, good things. Hopefully we'll meet this year sometime.
Yes.
Some of you who are just joining us might not know. We met at the NAMM, which is a music industry show in Anaheim a couple of years back. But none of us have ever met. Cornell, Andy, and Amanda have never met. And we've been doing the show now for 2 years.
Yes.
And what a cool ride it's been, you know. But also people wonder, well, if you've never met, then Andy, how are you and Amanda? Great.
Having a child.
Yeah, exactly. That love child.
It's so it's actually miraculous how it's happening. We're going to be reported all over the world. Never actually physically being in front of each other, so it's going to be.
She's shocked at a picture.
Yes. And
yes.
Then she told me
it's really hard.
Yeah.
Then Andy's like doing, doing, doing.
Yes, and then she said, "Being
bad."
Yeah. But then I came around. Then I came around, and yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Amanda, that's all you got?
Andy's
was a point, point, point.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
I had to write to Oprah Winfrey about it. You know, it's devastating.
So, guys, I did get a call from Cornell's wife, and she asked me to sing this particular song that I have queued up for him.
Okay.
For
okay.
Try that out on him.
Here we go.
Man can always see the love in a woman's eyes. The look says more than words could ever say. Watching you put your makeup on tonight. I realize I've never felt this way. You're the only one. You're the only one. You're the only one who loves you more than me. You love everything about you. You can't live without you. Girl, I know exactly how you feel. 'Cause I think you're amazing, and I know you agree. You're the only one. Yes, you're the only one. You're the only one who loves you more than me.
Oh, thank you, Chet.
No.
That was nice, man. I like that.
It's actually written by Craig Carruthers, who's an amazing songwriter in Nashville.
Oh, man, that was great. Thank you. Make me feel
love
good.
Love it.
Hey, Cornell.
Yes.
Cornell. And your brother's in the line here too. Your brother's on the show here. Let me get him in.
Well, we're my old family.
Hello, Cornell's brother. Your family's calling you. Got a question for you. Here you go.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Of course. Of course. I'm dressed up like that.
Which one?
What do you do?
I'm powdering my pants. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
You know, yeah. Respect. You know what I mean?
I would love to see a picture of that, Cornell. Actually, you know, I'm still waiting for this picture of Andy with the mankini. How long has it been?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
You know,
Andy.
I still have that mankini in its packaging, wrapped in a drawer of mine. I've got it. Yes, I remember taking it out and sending a picture of it to Amanda a while back and said, "You want me to wear this thing?" And I still have it. As a matter of fact, as I recall, if Trump had won the election, I was supposed to wear it.
That's right.
On the show with
you
video.
That's
right.
That
God,
I
did.
I thought it was Biden won.
good chat. Nicely played.
Well played.
Yes. So that's the mankini from Andy, the dressed up as a woman from Cornell. And now me and Chet need to take one.
Next on 60 Seconds. Yes.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Sean Brooks for listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio. He's a well known realtor in Delaware.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
If you would just lean back and relax.
Yeah, enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
Lots of love, Sean. We wish you so much success, darling. I haven't been drinking, and I'm tripping over my words. What is going on?
What, you have been drinking?
What?
What are you drinking?
No, I'm not drinking. That's the issue. I'm not drinking. I'm tripping over my words.
I think Amanda should be drinking. We can make it happen here on the show. We can make
it
happen.
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
Well, you know, Andy, I think it would actually be funny that if we actually do this 24 hours gig, then I will have some drinks. And be very entertaining.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in the end of this month, we've got to start cracking on that. What we're planning on doing, and what we'll see, hopefully we'll be able to do it and hopefully get some muscle behind it regarding promotion for Blog Talk Radio and other platforms that we're on. Amanda and I have came up with this idea that given the incredible advancements we made regarding treatment of COVID with inventing a brand new technology, which took 19 years to produce, and we got a vaccine out of it. And we all have had loved ones and those near us and friends or friends with loved ones that have succumbed to this horrific disease called cancer. And what we thought we would do is, it was a Memorial Day weekend on Friday, I forget the day off the top of my head, that Friday Memorial Day weekend, we were going to do a 24-hour Andy and Amanda show, come on this platform for 24 hours and do a telethon raising money that would go directly to cancer research. We got to get rid of this thing. We got to find cures. We got to find how this thing kicks off. What are the variables that make it happen, and how we can fix it if it does. It's just taken too many lives. It's horrific. It's been a terrific disease, and we have to do something about it.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's going to happen on Memorial Day weekend, tentatively as of now, and. We're going to over that 24-hour period. It would be going to be one. And again, we'll have a number that you'll be able to call in, take a pledge using PayPal or a credit card or a bank account, and that money will go directly to a number that's going to be provided by the American Cancer Society. The money's raised directly to them, not for administrative fees or to pay executives or to pay staff members. It goes directly to cancer research. If we can get this thing going on this platform of Blog Talk Radio, it should be a great event. And again, that'll be Memorial Day weekend coming up in just over a month. So, and then Amanda and I are going to be, up, and we hope you can stay up with us and watch the stars come out.
We should
definitely call the show. You love me. We're happy. Heavenly. With a great big hug. From me to you. Won't you say you love me?
No.
And we have amazing. We have a poll. We're going to be raising some money on that weekend. We're going to be raising. I think it's
$2.3 billion.
Oh, would not.
Yeah, and then
in the first hour.
The number 30330 or 303330.
You know the thing.
Oh God. Yeah.
I got something to do. I gotta go do boom, boom, boom.
We're about ready to wrap up.
Baby down by San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, here we go.
The ocean line has gone so far away.
Great song.
Didn't mean to treat so bad. Best girl I ever had. She said goodbye. I wanna cry, just wanna lay down and die. Ain't got a nickel, ain't got a vow to die. If she don't come back, think I'm gonna lose my mind. If she ever gets back to stay, gonna be another brand new day. Walking with the baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Stomping with my baby by the
Michael Bay.
Woo! Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
I like that
part. Yeah, that was a classic that somebody would always sing most open mic nights in the 60s. That I finally learned 3 years ago.
Bill Calcone does a wonderful hot tune. A great job with that tune. A good tune. Anyway, we got a roll.
Then I'll puff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Don't get so excited. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That was Nixon again.
I was getting a little sick.
Houston, we have a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition
of How Long Should Sex Last? Next on the Andy Mander Show. Anyway, I guess we got to roll here and wrap this episode of whatever you want to call it. It's great to be back. Great to be back here.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
It is. It's
great to be
anywhere. Miss you guys. It's, absolutely.
As Keith Richards, says. I was going to say something.
Oh, guys.
I can't really remember.
Someone brought said.
What? Say again?
Said thank you. Someone said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Sean. Thank
you.
You
are a fucking moron.
Listening to us, bad people.
Anyway, folks, we are back on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight, whatever time that is in the world for you. Please. Don't be shy about calling us at 515-605-9888. You can also help show questions, comments, things you'd like to address, guests that you'd like to suggest, or if you want to be a guest, get hold of us by emailing andyandyandyshow@gmail.com. That being said, we're out.
We are.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought the number was. So.
Oh my goodness!
Take us home.
Pardon?
You can get us home.
Okay.
If you'd like to.
You
don't have to.
I can do it. Yeah, of course I can. Okay, I'm ready. You boys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Check and play is all
these. Wait, you just be my kid.
It was negative.
What?
It was negative. Wait,
what? What?
And again, we're wishing Cornella happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
The Chinese, for example.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What?
What?
You sound like a dog.
We'll be back.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're out of here, folks. It's been fun. We'll see you on Wednesday. Amanda is home. Greetings from Phoenix. Greetings from Mexico. Greetings from Delaware. And Amanda's going to, do the rest.
Okay. So, on behalf of Andy Kimball in Arizona, myself and myself here in Mexico, Cornell Butler in Delaware, and Chuck Gardner in Hawaii, thank you so much to you listeners for joining us and bearing with us. And it's nice to be back with you guys. We love you. Have a safe week. and we'll catch you on the next show.
Aloha, everybody. Goodbye. And
aloha.
See you
adios.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.